part of it is that the weather was very cold in December and January, so fewer people were able to move, fewer people were able to come to Florida, and also it affected construction employment. I think the other thing is that we've had a very rapid increase in home construction, and at some point, that growth rate will slow down. We'll reach sort of a market equilibrium, and we're kind of getting to that point, so therefore, the rate of job growth is going to slow.
There's been a renewed focus recently on national and state politics on the long-term unemployed. How do people in that situation factor into Florida's jobs picture?
Well, it's a big problem for Florida. Florida has the second highest rate of people who have been unemployed for 6 months or longer in the whole nation. More than 46% of all people unemployed in Florida have been unemployed for more than 6 months.
What does that break down to in actual numbers?
That would amount to more than 350,000 people who have been unemployed in Florida for 6 months or longer, Nicole. And that does not count people who have stopped looking for work. There's a large number of people who have simply stopped looking for work also.
And they wouldn't be counted in that long-term unemployed number.
That's correct. And so what's going to happen the next few months is the unemployment rate is actually going to go down. The number of people who will report looking for work is going to go down because of the expiration of the emergency unemployment benefits. So more people will shift to not even looking for work. But the number of people who don't have a job and who have not had a job for 6 months or longer is going to continue to expand in Florida.
So you're saying that the emergency unemployment program, the benefits there, were an incentive for people to remain in the system, so to speak, and look for work.
Correct, because one can't get the benefits unless one is looking for work and part of the labor force.
What kind of numbers are we looking at nationwide in terms of long-term unemployment?
Well, more than 41 states have a rate of long-term unemployment that is extraordinary. The last time the long-term unemployment rate for people was 25% of the total volume of people unemployed. It was back in 1983. So this Great Recession really has caused a structural change in the economy, I believe, putting an extraordinary number of people into this long-term unemployed group. There are 41 states who have long-term unemployment above 21%.
What are some of the Florida-specific issues that the long-term unemployed face in our state?
Well, there are a number of particular issues in Florida that make this problem very hard to solve. First, it is the structure of our economy that causes one of the problems, Nicole. We create a lot of trade and service jobs. A lot of the people who are amongst the long-term unemployed are 50 years old or older. And so these age groups who dominate our unemployment for the long-term unemployed are not the kind of people who typically take trade and services jobs. So we need to have some other fix for that. We need some job retraining. We need some restructuring in order to be able to absorb those people back into the labor force.
What would you like to see happen? Do you have any ideas regarding how this picture could change in Florida?
Florida's political leadership spends a lot of time and effort speaking about job creation and working to create jobs, largely through recruiting new firms into the state, Nicole. We don't spend much time focusing on making our own labor force more productive and attractive. Well, there are a number of state policies that we could pursue that really would cause a significant change. The essence of what we need to do is to build up people's capital, their human capital, to make them more productive and more attractive in the labor force. We do that through education and retraining. We could, as some states have started to do, to expand their community college system. Other states have done more with job retraining and apprentice programs. We do a little of each in Florida, but we could do a lot more, especially this budget year. Now, if we don't do that, we're still going to have to support those people who are in our state but who are unemployed and whose income is depressed. It's sort of pay me now or pay me later.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.